lives changed on the 24th of October 2014. As a school, we stopped. It was the end of the school day. It was just a tragic, tragic accident. Lots of my children were walking along Layfield, so they were part of that. Families stopped to help. The whole of West Derby community just came to a stop, really. They are united as one to make sure that something of that tragedy would never, ever happen again. Nobody wasn't touched by it because everybody knows somebody that's got a little one and cannot imagine what it would be like, you know, to be in that situation.
What work have you done since then to try and reinforce that message that outside the school zone has to be safer?
We've worked very closely with the family and supported the family as they've taken this fight to councillors and to elected members and to local authority officers to make sure that Layfield Road is a safe place to bring their children. There are 330 little people that come through our doors every single day, and we've got the Children's Centre offering services for their families and much tinier little people too, as well as our daycare provision. And so that it is a very, very busy place. So we have been successful in ensuring that the railings are outside the school, that the road markings have gone further down to say that there is no parking. There have been items that have been attached to fixtures and fittings along the streets so that it's discouraged parking on corners. There has been speed limit camera erected on two places along Layfield Road, and the 20 mile an hour signs are now more visible and noticeable to somebody that will be travelling through West Derby, that it would be an unknown place for them. The family have ensured that Bubby's gorgeous little face is very visible along the road as well to try and reinforce those messages about slow down, don't go too fast, keep safe. It is a very long road, it's a very busy road, and there are lots of vehicles that are parked along here because it is a pedestrian area. So visibility is not the best along the street. So those things have taken place and been put into place, and that's had a noticeable effect. Our families have been very supportive and will challenge each other if they see somebody that they feel is parking in an unsafe place, or they will challenge people that are going too fast. And lots of initially, as we were still fighting for those things to be put into place, they were very active at coming to school and passing on registration plates, which we passed straight to the police, and the police were very supportive in following those through as well.